on being aware of the first book of Genesis. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. On being aware of the first book of Genesis. We read the Bible, we read the Hebrew Bible, we read the Christian Bible, we read the Bible, and as we read the Bible, we are aware of many wonderful things that it has to tell. And as we read the first chapter of Genesis, we find that it was just a matter of creation. It was a matter of creation of all things, creation of the heaven and the earth, creation of animals and people, creation of all things. And all things that were created, the Creator called them good and very good. On nothing was limitation made. On everything was generosity given. All the plants of the field and the trees of the forest of the field and the world were given as food for man. Nowhere were the fish given as food for man. Nowhere were the fowl given as food for man. Nowhere were the animals given as food for man. It's not that they couldn't be, but they weren't. Only the fruits of the earth, only the fruits of the trees. These things were given to man specifically in Genesis as food. Now, as we live our life, in this hubbub of the world that we're in right now, and we see ourselves creating animals to feed us with their own flesh. We create fowl to feed us with their own flesh and their eggs. We create all these types of things to help us to do things. We do not need to do that, but we do that. When Moses brought the people out of Egypt and took them to the land of milk and honey, he promised them a land of rich abundance. And as he brought them along through their journey, they were often without food. And so he would call forth the manna of heaven and have it be as food. Now it would seem to me that if this is true, or perhaps it's just a lark, but if this is true, it would be a wonderful thing to be able to use the manna from heaven to feed ourselves at all times, never needing even the fruits of the field or anything else, but just the manna of heaven. I would think that our great effort, our great feeding the world, feeding the nations of the world, and feeding ourselves, would sort of turn to the manna from heaven that Moses fed the promised people as they went to the promised land. Now, perhaps it was just a fictitious story, but I don't believe that it was. I believe that the manna from heaven is as real as any atom can be. And perhaps even more real, because it is a concept. An atom is a concept, but an atom is a concept only as it's made into forms and objects that we can use and enjoy. But the manna from heaven is sort of an indescribable thing. It's something that we have not put our finger upon. We haven't really researched it. Perhaps some people have. And we will know about it as we lift our minds into that awareness and that consciousness. But the Bible stories give us so much. The first chapter of Genesis tells of the creation story and all of its details and all of its goodness and how we were created as good and very good. And then the rest of the Bible and the Bibles of other peoples and other lands all tell the story of the religious development of a people, of how they came to worship God and how they came to depend upon God to do different things that God did and didn't do at the whimsy of God. And God really is a misnomer for many people because we think of it as something apart from us. Whereas God said that he would create man in his image and likeness. And if we are in the image and likeness of God, and if we are indeed created by God, then we are God. And if we are God, then we are not created with limitation, because just as we created all in the beginning, we do continue creating. But it seems as though we're winding a web for ourselves. And that web is becoming ever more tight about us. It's becoming ever more limiting to us. And we're taking this web, this mesh, this fabric, and we are creating about ourselves a very tightening activity that is going to throttle us in the end, as it does right now. We think it's only through labor that good comes. We think it's only through working for somebody else or working with something else that we can accomplish something. We think we have to use the substance of the earth to give us heat, to give us light, to give us motion, to give us anything. We think that it's the outer forms that are the reality. And the first chapter of Genesis teaches us it's the inner. And all the Bibles in the world allude to the inner. They allude to liking yourself. They allude to it. But they also allude to a power outside. The power of the king, the power of the ruler of the family, the power of the head of state, the power of beings who rule other beings. And the power that other beings have the right to take the lives of other beings away from them, to kill them, to put them into slavery, to manipulate them, to control them. Nowhere in the first chapter of Genesis is such an illusion brought forth. In the second book of Genesis, we read about the apple of the knowledge of good and evil. And as we read of that, we think, oh, that's the serpent that brought it to Adam and Eve, and that Eve took it and gave it to Adam, and from that moment on, they were living in the awareness of good and evil. They had only the awareness of good before that. Remember that. They had only the awareness of good before that. Every Bible would like to have a moralistic and reasonable philosophy for its people, and teaching them values and teaching them how to get along with one another. But none of the Bibles do an adequate job of the most important teaching that there is. And these are the teachings that Jesus brought to us as he was asked about what he is going to teach. And he came and he said, I have not come to destroy the law and the prophets, the Old Testament, as we know it. He said, I have come to give you a new commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and being, and thy neighbor as thyself. You see, when we love the divine, then we live in harmony. Then we indeed have the manna of heaven that supplies all of our needs, all of our desires. And when we love our neighbor, who is our creation, like ourselves, then we, as our creative cause, bring forth in our neighbors all of the good and beautiful that we are. Love the Lord thy God within you, with all your heart, soul, and being, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he taught, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. He taught all of these wonderful features, starting with ourself. Know yourself. Love yourself. Delight in your world. Delight in who and what you are. Delight in the allness that you are. And as you delight in this, great and wonderful things take place in your life. The Bible tells us many wonderful things, but we have within each of us a Bible, the Bible of our life that we are writing. Oh, we'll write into our Bible a few negative experiences, but we can awaken to the inner light. We can awaken to that inner awareness, that inner Bible of truth, which says, hey, we do not dwell in the past. We live in the now. We live first person, present tense, positive. We live as we have been taught to live, to love first the divine in ourselves, the reality of ourself, and then shine it forth. We can and will do this. We are doing this to a degree right now. We are the living Bible. Our life is a Bible. It is a role model for ourselves and for all in our world, all of our creation. And when we live our life as such a role model of purity and goodness and magnificence, then we can be sure that our creation will be living the same way. And how great it is. But I say, all the world is our creation. Not just who is around us, not just what we see, but all the world. And if all the world indeed is our creation, then all the world is. And we can say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. As I am the center of all is a reflection of who I am. And it is wonderful, good, and very good. There's more to come from the Bible. It's an infinite source of magic and wonder. But the greatest Bible ever written is being written in your life, in your heart, in your world right now, in mine. And that's the Bible that we should partake of every moment of our life. I like me. Be myself and have fun. And how wonderful that is. Have a glorious day. I love you. I love you. I love you.